What if you could change your child's future in just 1 hour a week? One educator says there's a secret weapon out there to help struggling students, their families. NPR's Anya Kamenetz has the story.
We're at Girls Prep Lower East Side. It's a single-sex charter school in downtown Manhattan. And a room full of dads and moms are crammed into little chairs alongside their daughters.
Hey, that's... it's fair.
That what? Okay, hey.
Hey, that isn't fair, said Toadie.
Todd
was...
Safira is going into the fourth grade at Girls Prep in the fall. And she's been falling behind in reading. So this summer, for 5 weeks, she's making the hour-and-a-half trek each way from her home in the Bronx to try to catch up. And what makes this summer reading program different from many others is that once a week, her father, Jaron, who works as a private driver, attends with her.
Where are you? I forgot where you were.
Alejandro Gibis-Sagac, the founder of this program, Springboard Collaborative, calls parents...
the single greatest and most underutilized natural resource in education.
Gibis-Sagac's parents brought him to the United States in search of better schools. His father was a playwright in prison for his political views in Chile. His mother, a teacher, was born in Puerto Rico. With their support, he made it to Harvard, then Teach for America in Philadelphia.
And I was teaching in a Puerto Rican neighborhood. I saw myself in my students. I saw my parents in their parents.
He says when he was growing up...
to my teachers, they were just pushy immigrants with bad English.
Gibis-Sagac believes families don't have to be educated or fluent in English to actively support their children's learning. To prove it, he held his first Springboard workshop 8 years ago at the school where he taught in Philadelphia. Springboard now runs summer and after-school programs in 12 cities. They give away free books and backpacks full of school supplies and tablets as incentives to the families. In just 5 weeks, on average, 3 out of 4 students get to the next reading level or even further. Plus, when Springboard follows up 6 months later, they find families are still reading together more often than before. Gibis-Sagac says this works even though...
about a third of the families we work with don't have access to the text their child is holding.
That's because many, like Safira, have parents who are immigrants, in her case from Antigua and Trinidad. Each Springboard session starts with a home visit by a teacher. Kira Whelan visited Safira's home in the Bronx.
Hello. Hi, Safira. Cute.
Teachers come in to ask for parents' partnership. Gibis-Sagac says it's a two-way promise.
The parent promises the child, here's how much and how often I'm going to read with you together.
And the child promises the parent that they will read more on their own as well. Those promises are powerful. Gibis-Sagac says on average, 9 out of 10 families come to every single workshop, whether it's mom, dad, grandma, an older sibling, or a combination. Safira's dad, Jaron, has been here each time as his wife has been working. He can see the improvement.
So far, so good. I mean, she's doing really well. I think she already went up half a level.
Safira is not so enthusiastic about spending her summer mornings inside.
It's okay.
But she admits it seems to be working.
When I'm reading, sounds more better every time. It sounds better because I know most of the words.
Springboard is expanding to new cities. They're also producing an app. And Gibis-Sagac hopes to inspire other educators to see family engagement through whole new eyes as a major lever to transform learning. Anya Kamenetz, NPR News.